Hello, thank you for listening today and downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. Our mission statement is presenting Jesus, the revelation of grace and truth that transforms lives. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message.
So let's get into the Word of God. Trust in the unseen hand of God. What do you do when you have done all that you know how to do? And you hear this.
No.
No.
N-O.
No.
No, 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 no.
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 For
the last time, no.
That's like when you're seeking God for something and you're just wondering what's going on. Every door has been shut that you have thought that this is the way God has been leading you to go. Every door has been a no. It has been shut that you've seen that it has been shut. Just trusting God in the unseen hand, and even in the no, He's still behind the scenes working. Because you don't know why that door has been shut and why it has been closed. And now we are all upset and worried because we didn't get the answer that we thought we deserved. But God, being God and who He is, knows that that door should not be open. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Even when I cannot see it or feel it or touch it, I still have to learn how to trust God. Even when everything looks like it is chaotic and it's just falling apart, know that God is still working behind the scenes. He is who He say He is. He is Abba, our Father. He knows what is good for us. He knows it. He knows it. What do you do when God is silent? When you have done all that you have done, you have got no after no, and you still wondering, God, are you here? Are you hearing me? Do you hear my cry? I am pleading. I need you to help me. Know for assurance that you have to trust Him even when you don't hear Him. Because He is closer to you than what you think. He's waiting to see, would you move without Him? Would you take that job even though He said not to? Because He's being silenced right now. Would you move forward or would you wait on Him? Even in the midst of it all, God's hand is still behind the scenes. He is still moving. We just can't see it. He hasn't revealed everything to us at this time, but He's still moving. Even in the silence, He's still moving. And then I went to, this is some of the notes that I wrote down when Pastor was talking about trust in the unseen hand of God. This where I am falling short. Can I trust God when I don't see Him moving? See, a lot of us won't be honest, but see, I can be honest and talk about myself. Can I trust Him when I don't see Him moving? Can I stand on His word and believe what He say when all hell is breaking loose and nothing it seemed like going right or going in the way that I think it should go? Listen how I put that, the way I think it should go. Not the way that He say it should go, but the way I think it should go. Because His ways is not my ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So that's one reason that I looked and I said, okay, God. And then I took another note from Pastor, what God had gave me. Do not step in unbelief. Do not change by your conceptions, or your locations. So circumstance, I'm sorry, your circumstance. Because sometimes your circumstance will make you move in places that you should not go because you panic. Because you panic, because you wasn't waiting, because you thought God wasn't hearing you, so you moved anyway. So now you in a bigger mess than you was before you moved. But he's still working behind the scenes. We can't see it, but he's still moving in our favor. He is still working behind the scenes. Another nugget that I took for Pastor. Your purpose is bigger than your position. Then God gave me Esther. Esther could not reveal who she was. Because what she thought, if she revealed it, then she would be killed. But God had a bigger purpose. It wasn't just for her, it was for the Jewish people. And it couldn't be revealed until God say, reveal it now. But that's God working behind the scenes. See, she thought one way, but God had a whole different plan in another direction. But it was his unseen hand working Esther into the palace because she had an assignment that she didn't quite understand what he had just placed her at. He still was working behind the scenes. And I'm not going to be for y'all long, I promise. And then he gave me Abraham and Isaac. I say, God, but Abraham trusted God with Isaac. Behind the scene, can you imagine just getting up and the Lord saying, take your son, because he's going to be the burnt offering. Can you imagine a father who waited for so long to have a son? Now you say you're going to take my son. But see, he had the many nations in him. So he had to see, would you sacrifice one for the nations? But God knew his heart that he would do just what he commanded him to do. But behind the scene, God had a what? A ram in the bush. See, sometimes we step out on God not knowing how it's going to turn out in the end. But you're stepping out by faith. And when you step out on faith, sometimes it is scary because you're not, it's almost like when I left my job. Give you the perfect example. What I'm used to making, and I told God, I'm walking away from, I can tell it now, $19.75 an hour. Yes, Lord, have mercy, praise the Lord. And no, some of y'all might make more than that than me, but $19.75 an hour was a lot for me. And when God say, turn in your notice, that was unfamiliar territory for me. Well, what in the world, where am I going? You say, turn in my 2 weeks' notice? And sometimes we'll drag our feet, but God know how to push us right on out that door. And he turned up the heat at my job, and I was like, oh no, I can't do it no more. I turned in my notice, but God has stuck with me. J&T Smokehouse has been open for a year. Give God some praise up in here. Thank you, Lord. When you obey him, even though it was scary for me because my familiarity was that I depended on my job, even though I knew God caused me to get that job, let me explain something down to y'all right quick about me, and a lot of y'all don't know. My education is the 11th grade. But I have been sitting as an assistant manager for 16 years and have taught the managers the job. That's God. Because what he has for me, no one can take from me. And he gave me that. And when different managers would come in, I said, listen, I don't want your job. I don't need your job. All I want to do is stay at the assistant manager. I seen how corporate America treat managers. I don't need your job. Don't be afraid. Let me do what I do. Make you look good. That was me. But when God, I had to get out of that familiarity, that security, and trust God, because I truly had to walk by faith in this journey. The unseen hand behind it all, well, I can sit up here and talk about this, is because I didn't know the cooking gift, the skill that God had gave me. I never would have known that if I still would have been working at Silver Point's apartment. I never would have known the gift that God had in me far as cooking. God is amazing if you let him be who he is in your life. And then God brought me to Daniel 3:17, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I say, God, he said, because behind the scene, I was already working. When the king thought he was bigger than me, he did not see that I was working behind the scenes. But he had to show the king who he was, that he is the great I am, that I am who they say I am. When you trust God, for them to walk into a fire's furnace that was heated up 7 times hotter than it previously was, that when the men went to put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire furnace, that they was consumed, not them. That should have showed the king something is going on behind the scenes. Because why did not they be consumed at that moment? Why wasn't they burned and all their clothes that it was bound with? Why wasn't they consumed at that time? Because God was working behind the scenes. He was working it out so the king could see who was in charge. God is awesome in everything that he do. That he just wants you to know tonight, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems to appear like, know that God is working behind the scene. Even when you get a no, he's still working that thing out in your favor. Because sometimes we can take a place and it be the worst thing that we ever stepped into in our lives. But know that he is still working in your favor. And that he is working behind the scenes. And don't be, you know how we get rousing because we can't see what's behind me. I can't see what's behind me. Y'all can see what's behind me, but I can't. But know this, that he is standing behind me. That when you're walking, you're not walking alone. When I walk, I see a shadow. But who's in my shadow? Because he's with me. So behind the scenes, when you step into that position, or you step into that office, or you step into that loan office, know that behind the scenes, he right there with you. He is there working it out in your favor. And as I say, Esther didn't know. She had no clue. It wasn't just for her. It was for a nation of Jews. That he was working behind the scenes. And I tell you, this is it. This is what God has given me for you tonight. To trust in the unseen hand of God, to know that he is working it out in your favor, that he is there. Even in the midst of trouble and storm, he is still there. Even when it's silent and it seems like that there's nothing, that you're not hearing from him, he's right there. Matter of fact, he's closer to you than when you just know, okay, I thank you, Lord. I know you're here. I know your presence is there. But he's more closer to you when you think he ain't there. He right there. Holding you up. So I praise God for tonight. And I have One more song. I told y'all I would not be for you long. God gave me this word, and that's what he gave me. He gave me the three illustrations. Esther, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because in that nugget, in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king still needed to see the Father. He still needed to see that fourth person. He still needed to see them walking around worshiping the king. I say, but if we was put in that position, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wasn't afraid to step into the furnace, because the number one key thing is trust God. You got to get to that point. Pastor has been preaching. He has been saying it, but God is trying to echo it. It's trust him no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like. Trust him. He has you. And he's working it out for your good. Praise God. Praise God. I got one more song, y'all, and that's it. And this is a song by Tisha Carr. This is a move, because we need a move right now. We need a move in America. We need a move right now. We need a move. I know this is what's different to you tonight, but I have to do it the way God give it to me. Yes, and I just thank him for it. And I hope you took something, if it wasn't just but a little nugget, for the rest of the week. Just to know that God is working behind the scenes, that he's working in your favor. And no, it's okay to get a no, because he's working out for you. Sometimes we get upset by that word no, because we be hurt and crushed. But know that God is working it out, even in the no. He's working behind the scenes. And let us stand. Praise the Lord. God, I ask that you protect them as they leave this building, that you will hide the word in their heart, that they will not sin against thee, but they will take this word and run with it. I thank you right now, because the ones that need a move, that stood up, God, and got into your worship, into your presence, meet them right where they're at, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for what you're doing right now. There is no other like you, Father. But protect them as they leave this place. And we thank you for it in your son Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.